welcome to episode 57 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. Joining me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, everybody.
Gabe Philbin.
Yo soy la vaquina, Shania Twain.
And Dylan Roush.
What the hell? I am number three? I'm always number two.
Sorry, bud. I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Okay.
Under the weather?
Under the weather.
Under the weather.
It's raining. It's Seattle. I live in Seattle.
You sure do.
Yep. All right. So how's everyone's things are weird right now. How's everyone's week this week?
Doing pretty good. I just got back from camping and
oh, nice.
I left early. I left early to hang out with a friend, and then she bailed on me.
Women, right?
I just drove 200 miles.
Was it because you gave her your Sasha Grey impression?
No. No. Anyways, yeah. So I just drove 200 miles and
hung out in the woods. Were you even in the woods?
Was this desert camping?
Are there woods in
there
Utah?
There was some forest. Yeah, there is. But it's okay. I had to leave anyways. Tomorrow I was going to do some more work with computers. So
fun stuff.
Yeah.
Work with computers.
And then we also got a Olympic fever going on.
Oh my god. I watched the fuck out of the men's gymnastics where they were on the high bar.
Why?
Because it was fucking cool.
US men's gymnastic team was like the worst showing of like
I don't care. The Netherlands guy was impressive as fuck.
I don't care. Their nether regions are impressive as fuck.
Hey, we're up on the Chinese by about 10 medals now.
Oh, we excellent. Passed them?
Very
nice.
They
were
way to go, USA women's team. Get us that gold, which they did.
Very
fuck
nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
That was a great
And then
game.
We had the gold and silver in volleyball.
All right.
God oh, yeah, Missy.
Or in women's beach volleyball. We had gold and silver in that.
They're good. So good.
I'm glad you clarified
and,
that.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know the other one's name.
It's the Olympics. We'll forget them in 2 months.
So yeah, no one will care.
But they did lose their first set ever this Olympics. They've never lost a set until this year.
Oh, did they? Whoa. Did they lose it to the other American team?
No, they lost it to like some sisters from Sweden, I think.
Sweden.
Yeah. That sounds sure.
Yeah, go for it. There's so many countries I've never heard of. Like Iraq?
You're thinking of Iran?
Iraqwa. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Why don't you kick us off, Gabe? Tell us what's up.
All right. So first up, Sony has abandoned the Last Guardian trademark.
Who didn't see that coming, though?
I'm sure this game's still coming out. Right?
There's no way. this is.
I'm kidding.
This evidence. Oh my god, this is ridiculous at this point.
At E3 though, they said it was like, yeah, we're still working on it. We're still working on it. Don't
well, there
worry,
was a
guys.
Tweet. I saw a tweet today that was said, "Oh, The Last Guardian has not been canceled." Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't been canceled.
Well, you guys are just like hanging out, making it. No one's paying them.
So, what exactly
must keep developing?
Let's think about this realistically. What exactly does it mean for Sony to abandon the Last of Us trademark? What are they winning? What are they losing by doing that?
They're losing. Well, they're obviously not behind the game. If they're
you know what they're doing? They're getting it back in the news. That's what they're doing.
Maybe you're right.
They're building hype.
A hype machine.
Tomorrow,
Sony
regains Last Guardian.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow's news.
Yeah. I don't know. Does this mean it no longer has to be exclusive or what?
I mean, I don't know. Well, you would think
that tiny team, like making a multi-platform game, one that's been solely developed for PS3, that'd be a little difficult.
Sure. Good point.
Yes, but. Some money is better than no money.
I mean, this sounds like a story that fake Kaz Fry would tweet, you know? This sounds like some kind of marketing plan that he would come up with. Guys, what if we canceled our trademark to stay in the news? It's ridiculous. This game's never coming out.
Yeah, I think it'll get canceled.
It was teased 4 years ago, and we haven't seen a damn thing since.
It'll be out when it's ready, Gabe.
In 2000, never.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That it It's ridiculous. I mean, has anyone actually seen more than like 5 minutes of gameplay of this?
I don't think so. They've had a couple of videos,
been an actual gameplay clip.
I don't even know what it's about, trailer. Really.
No one knows.
I don't think
the developers know at this point.
They're like, all right, we got this dragon thing. Is that what it is? It's a dragon thing. And then we've got a kid. Now, this formula may sound familiar, guys, but stay with me.
We're willing to change some things to make it based off the PBS show Dragon Tales if we're going to keep it in the news. We can do this.
Sony drops Last Guardian trademark, gets Dragon Tales trademark.
Sony drops...
Shifts team to new project.
Sony drops Dragon Tales trademark, sells IP to DreamWorks, creates How to Train Your Dragon game.
And then they drop that and just get that, what was it, the last dinosaur, the dinosaur, Clifford the dinosaur? That was the dog.
Big red
Clifford,
dog?
Clifford
God,
the big red
dinosaur. God, what was the dinosaur? No, there
Barney?
Was
Barney?
Dinosaur.
Barney?
No, no, way before Barney. Ah, fuck.
The Land Before
so
Time?
No.
I'm not young. I am Hobby's age.
All of you are young.
Ryan's old enough to be Hobby's dad.
That's my boy, too.
Anyway.
That's my god. Did they need to make a first one?
In the end, it's all just going to be meshed into Skylanders.
Who was in that?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
Could they not get... They couldn't get Rob Schneider in there? Was he busy?
Yeah, David Spade, was he doing
He probably
anything?
Was in it, and you just didn't notice him. Because he's a master
well, I didn't
of disguise.
See it. I didn't see
No, Dana Carvey is the master of this guy.
It's true.
So you are incorrect.
Okay, let's see what our next piece of news is.
Next up, Rod Ferguson, the one of the top guys at Epic Games, is leaving Epic and heading over to Irrational Games, the developers of Bioshock Infinite.
Whoa!
Interesting. Yeah,
which is an odd change because Gears of War and Bioshock Infinite are... so drastically different.
But really, though, are they?
Other than bullets.
Yes. I mean, where are the guns?
Well, what are you going to do? Checkmate. Make the same type of game over and over again?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this game is almost done in the long run, you know, so I'm sure he's just coming in to put some polish on it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care just because I wasn't a fan of Epic ever.
There's not much to say about this because we really don't know what effect this guy has had on Epic Games. I hope he brings good to the table.
Oh, you always hope that.
I'm sure he's changing his Twitter name, which is Gears Viking.
Oh, no. Underwater Viking.
Okay. I don't know. This name doesn't sound familiar at all, but this is the correct cartoon. It was called Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Denver. That sounds like the most depressing cartoon ever. I have no friends. I am the last dinosaur.
No, he just hangs out with a bunch of teenagers that are all stereotyped. There's like the popular blonde girl, the football player, black kid.
Did the black kid die?
I don't think so.
What kind of dinosaur is he?
It's really, really fucking hard to tell. You guys want to see a picture?
I can Ryan?
See a picture.
Sure, and you can show all the viewers, too. No!
Denver the Last Dinosaur is so, like, the Google search for Denver the brings me Guilty Dog first.
Denver the Omelette.
Dude, wait, what is Denver the Guilty Dog?
I don't know.
Is that a cartoon where you just see a guy pushing a dog's nose into its own poop
apparently
for an hour?
Apparently it's like a Denver thing. Fuck you, Denver.
This is a play-along
thing.
Podcast, so everyone go Google Denver.
Actually,
the way I found it was the Last Dinosaur cartoon, and then it came out.
I can see it right now, and he has like a mohawk. He looks stupid.
He wears sunglasses, too.
That chick who's bending over on the ground is cleavage. What kind of cartoon is this? That's a dude. Oh, God.
I think that's a dude.
Why is he standing so provocatively?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm just being hot.
The kids that are next to the dinosaur look like the Burger King kids.
They may well be. They may have been. I don't remember.
Maybe this is them before, like, cool. On the last episode of Denver the Last Dinosaur, the kill escape where breaks his leg and now he's in a wheelchair. thus creating Burger King Kid Wheels. Funny story, I was at a really rural Sonic drive-in in Texas. That one time I was in Texas, I'm hobby. And they had apparently they're Sonic kids. And they were all on the wall, and one of them, someone had vandalized it and ripped its leg off. So someone had graffitied under it, amputated Arnie.
That's terrible.
That's funny, Gangstalicious. Now I'm Hobby.
Wait, am I Dylan then?
No, you're still
okay.
Hobby.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
Yeah.
Ouya's Kickstarter is done now, and it got over $8.5 million.
Oh, boy.
You can now pre-order the Ouya for $109.
Whenever the Ouya starts up, they can't not have it play the sexy time song. Oh yeah.
during one of their updates, they actually sent out the startup noise that it'll have.
Oh, really?
As an MP3. I was like on SoundHound or SoundCloud or whatever that site's called. But yeah, it was, it's just like, sounds like a bunch of people just going, ooh, yeah! It has some music or something with it.
That's pretty bad.
I guess that's better than PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The original PlayStations was fucking awesome.
You know, Gabe, if you're a really good editor, then you're going to insert that sound effect right here. And if not, there's going to be a really awkward pause.
Yeah, it's just going to be... what you're going to hear, Sega! Oh, fuck. Fucked it up.
It's yellow. Yeah, the PlayStation... What do you think has the best console startup noise?
The GameCube when you hold... The GameCube. When you hold wait, when it starts up and it makes that monkey noise for that one game. I think it was like...
No, it's all games.
It was but I thought it was like different sounds for different games.
No,
every
sorry.
Now and then.
Oh, okay. Did you ever do the one where you held down Z on all four controllers, and it played
And it just exploded.
it played Survey of Heaven backwards, and he went back in time. No, it played like this weird, like cultural Japanese sounding song. It was kind of neat. I liked it. I don't know. My favorite would be the original PlayStation 1.
I still don't remember what that sounded like.
Dylan, care to make it with your mouth?
What?
The PlayStation 1 startup sound.
I can't fucking do that. Okay. I can play it on YouTube, but I definitely can't emulate it.
It's okay. I'll look it up later.
All right.
You better.
Next news. Oh, wait. Well, let's talk about the Ouya. Did anyone fund the Ouya?
Right.
I did. All right. I got an Ouya coming my way.
Ooh, yeah.
I've bitched about Ouya.
You know what's kind of cool, though, is, like, at $99, like, some of the stuff they're getting on board, like the TuneIn Radio and just different apps like that, like, even just some of the little media apps they're getting in, like, that almost makes it, like...
Worth it?
Yeah, like, especially at $99 or $109, like, you try to get other media boxes like that, and they're going to be more expensive, or if you, you know...
Well, like Apple TV is $100, and that has similar apps. It's got, like, Netflix and
right.
YouTube and stuff.
Either way, it's going to be better than that fucking Q thing that
Google Nexus Q? Yeah, that thing's garbage.
That doesn't have anything other than Google Play. Stuff, which was really disappointing.
Well, they've halted production on that, and they're going to revamp it. Did you hear about that?
No, they are.
So if you pre-ordered one, they haven't sent them out yet, but if you pre-ordered one, they're canceling your order and then giving you one free as a developer kit. And they're gonna bring it back to the drawing board and fix it up. Now, when the Ouya first came out, I was really, really like anti Ouya. Like I thought it was a silly thing because there was nobody behind it. It didn't seem that interesting. But the first thing that got me onto the Ouya was the fact that it's gonna have XBMC, which is this great, really, really awesome like media program that's for the computer, Apple TV. It's pretty much for every operating system there is. It is fantastic. It makes everything look beautiful. That alone is really tempting me to buy a new Ouya, because I was thinking about building a media computer for my home setup that would run XMBC on startup. But if the Ouya can do that, then I'm probably getting a new Ouya. It's sweet, and now that it's gone on live, and for some reason Namco Bandai,
Square Enix is all over it too.
Yeah, I'm excited for the potential that it has, definitely.
And what's that guy's name? 402 or something?
The Cannonball guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's behind it. I like that. Yeah,
his like zombie game or something.
But see, since they've got OnLive on there, you got OnLive's entire library, which is sweet. You don't have to buy the crappy OnLive micro console that does nothing. but hopefully they're giving them out at PAX again this year. I'd love to take one off their hands. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, there's the tune. Yeah, the TuneIn Radio app is pretty sweet. I don't know if you guys have ever used it on your phone.
Yeah, what is that?
Does the Ouya have Netflix? Is that?
I mean, that hasn't been announced yet. I imagine they've got to be trying to get stuff like that on there, though. But right now, no, there's been no announcement about it. But
what is TuneIn Radio? Yeah,
it's like you can get like radio stations from all over the world with it, and just kind of stream them. I used to use it to like if I'm out of town or something, I could use it to like stream my Houston sports stations and all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
It's actually pretty cool. But it if you look through the library, like it's got radio stations everywhere. Like. In Europe, Africa, like everywhere, like it's got radio stations that you can get access to and just stream. So it's kind of cool.
Making me imagine an African radio station. Hello, anybody? Hello.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Hello.
Hello. All right, and we're gonna go back to an hour of bongos.
That's racist.
So, Dylan and Gabe, are you guys excited for the Ouya at all?
No.
I think it could be cool. I didn't kickstart it or whatever.
Right.
But I'll see how it goes. I think it'll be neato.
I'm definitely going to wait until a little bit after launch, see if it's got any problems, but I'm excited. It's got really good potential. Ryan, did you get the special edition brown?
I don't know. I didn't go see what you had. I didn't see what you had to do to like get that. I saw the announcement for it, but I never bothered to go look and see what. If you had to donate more on top of the 99 or what.
If you funded enough for an Ouya, that's the one you get.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, then I guess I did. I get a brown one.
There you go.
You get shit brown, Ryan. Congratulations.
Now I'm curious to see.
Okay, I bought a brown Zune. And it was the stupidest thing I ever did.
I completely forgot about the Zune.
So did Microsoft.
No, they didn't.
Oh shit, we're still making this? Fuck, cancel production.
Ryan,
what
they
the
didn't
hell?
Forget because earlier this year they kicked it out of the house.
They kicked it out of the house?
Well, yeah, that's right.
They officially announced they're no longer supporting it.
Right, that's because they realized they were like, oh shit, this thing's still here?
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Is our podcast on the Zune Marketplace?
It's probably
it
not.
Is.
Oh. Hey, it is. If you have a Zune, please write in.
No,
we'd love to hear from you.
Jordan Rodkey does, I'm pretty sure.
Javi, you remember how long it took to get our podcast on the Zune Marketplace?
Oh, it was a bitch.
Fucking took months.
Well, I'm the one who did that. I'm the one who said that, but yeah, it took it forever. It did take forever.
And I thank you for
I'm
that.
Sure Javi remembers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ooh, yeah, you
ooh,
do.
Ooh, yeah.
God damn it.
speaking of Microsoft crap, you guys remember the Kin, that crappy cell phone they came out with?
No.
Oh, man. What? It was the most... Kin? It's the K-I-N. Type in Kin cell phone into your... It was garbage. It was tiny. Look at it. That's not a phone. That's a little thing you slap your face with.
Wow, that
was
stupid.
Terrible.
Looks like a really shitty palm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was a precursor to Windows Phone 7, which still is not great.
Windows Phone is awful.
Yeah, Windows
Phone. My phone
terrible.
Came
they,
with
they
Windows
look
Phone,
really cool.
And I was like, what? What?
This whole Windows 8 push is really disheartening.
Yeah. Have you guys heard this whole thing where if you're a college student, and you buy a new computer. I think it's if you just have a .edu email address, to be honest. If you buy a new computer,
you get a
free 360, and you get Windows 8.
I don't want Windows 8.
They do that every year.
Yeah, they did that last year, too, a week after I ordered my Alienware.
Oh, no.
Like, damn it. Buying Alienware.
Yeah, and then, Windows 8, it's going to be really cheap to upgrade, but yeah, I am really going to, that's going to be a wait a long time before
Windows
I do that.
Windows 7 is
type
perfectly
deal.
Fine.
Yeah.
Why are they coming out with something else already?
And it's like completely changing everything too, like the way it runs.
Have you guys, have you guys
talk about compatibility problems?
Have any of you guys used Windows 8?
I haven't.
It's absolute garbage. I downloaded it on my laptop. It is designed for tablets, which none of us are going to put Windows on.
It's true.
And so it's touch designed. It's everything is, you know, full screen and everything is big icons.
That
it just
and
doesn't
the,
work with a mouse.
Isn't like the Metro environment's really just weird?
Yeah, it's unnatural. It's like it's like controlling. It's, if I can compare it to something right now, imagine controlling your Xbox dashboard with your mouse. It wouldn't be fun. You know, you want to use a control stick. You want to use touch.
Fun to use it with a control stick. I hate the Xbox dashboard.
Well, that's why you gotta use your voice.
Windows 8.
Xbox.
Yeah, why I have to buy Kinect.
Turn on.
Windows. Install Linux. it's not good.
I don't even like Linux.
It's better than Windows 8 at this point.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen anything running Linux. I have no idea what it looks like or how.
I've had a few computers coming to work running Linux, and
yeah, it's
I'm not used to the Mac operating system or Linux, so I have a hard time getting used to it. Whenever I'm doing
it's all right. It's very simplistic.
I don't know if this is still true, but back when I was a young lad, my sister and I were having fun on the internet. We typed in loser.com because we were so cool, and it brought us to like Linux's homepage.
And you would type in what?
Loser.com.
Oh.
Somebody do it.
I just tried it, and it brought me to like Reddit or something. Yeah, loser.com, and then it takes me to Ask Reddit.
That's interesting. All right. Well, that was a good discussion. How about our next news topic?
Next is a couple games that you might want to try again.
Oh, really?
Uncharted 3 and SSX both got some big patches this week.
Oh, man.
Uncharted 3 now has hats!
Oh, man, we're going to Hat City.
Whoa,
hats!
No, I don't want to go to Hat City again. Last time was bad.
They must have heard the podcast where Gabe added up all his hat money that he spent, and they were like, holy shit!
Did you hear how much money this kid has?
If they have shitty hats like Hatless Sniper, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Have you ever played Uncharted? No, see, I was reading the patch notes, and I was like, oh, what version number is this? And it's 3-point Gabe.
But the hats in Uncharted 3, they aren't actually there yet. You can look at them, but you can't use them.
That's right. Yeah. Jeff the cameraman has goggles.
Yeah, everyone gets the Jack goggles.
Jeff the cameraman's only unique hat are called cameraman goggles, which are just goggles.
Like swimming goggles? Can they please
they're,
be swimming
they're,
goggles?
They're kind of like the like what a Ghostbuster would wear, I guess. Like,
why would a cameraman need goggles? Is what I don't understand.
I think the goggles are the camera.
So that your eyes don't fit in the little lens looker, like, or the viewfinder.
The viewfinder?
Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, it's ridiculous. This game is how far out and it's getting hats. Like, I don't think this is going to pick up the user base at all, to be honest.
No.
Except for Gabe.
Yeah, we
I'm
played,
not buy
we played
Uncharted 3
two yet. Games last night, I think.
Yeah, we played a few. It's Uncharted 3 is still, you know, okay.
Exactly. I mean, it's a fair game. It doesn't need hats, in my opinion.
Yeah. But, yeah. It adds some other stuff, but I mean, honestly, who cares? Next up, SSX. Is getting some simultaneous multiplayer now, which me and Javi have tried quite a bit.
That is correct. Harris was there too.
Yeah, Harris was there too.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's called 3-2-1 Go mode.
Yes, which, and we actually spent a long time trying to figure out this update. It's very complicated.
Mojito Beach.
Exactly. basically, what these new events are is simultaneous multiplayer, which was lacking from the launch. It was a silly thing not to include, because they work fine. Well, to the extent that it's trying to get. They work fine on the new update. Only thing is, you can't play the normal modes anymore, which was how the multiplayer was based before. So unless you have someone to play against, which there aren't that many people playing SSX online anymore, you get stuck in a lobby forever.
That's an awful idea.
That's yes. not for all courses, only the ones that are now 3-2-1 go
maps. Right. So, like, it used to be, you would hit a map, you would go through it and set your time, and then, like, an hour later, whenever the heat is done, you would win money depending on how good you did. Now it's you wait for a player to join, and you win money against them in that heat that's that long. But if no one joins that mountain you're on, because there's several mountains, there's a lot of mountains, and there's different ways that people can play against you and stuff. So if no one joins your game, you're stuck waiting forever.
Yeah.
And it's silly, but, you know, maybe they'll patch that
it's
out.
Still better than nothing. I mean, it got me to pick up SSX. And
you know, there's private lobbies for friends now and stuff like that. So yeah. it's good. Yeah, Gabe picked up SSX because of that, so I guess they win. Yep, and anybody got anything to say about the updates?
Ryan got SSX for the wrong fucking system, asshole.
That is... The right system. Got for the best system.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Talk about your next news. Shut up.
Talk about your next news. All right, Gabe.
DayZ, the Arma 2 mod, which myself, Harris, and Devin Sneathan have been playing quite a bit.
Yeah, they're always on that.
Yeah, is officially a standalone game now, or it is being developed into a standalone game.
Interesting.
Bohemia, I think, is the developer.
Interactive.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Bohemia Interactive, and it's being overlooked by the creator of the mod. And they say it will be a much more stable than DayZ, and will be updated similar to how Minecraft was updated. Where it's like released as alpha, pre-alpha, and it just constantly updates to better the experience.
Right. This is interesting because the creator of the DayZ mod is in America, and he corresponds with the Bohemia, who are located in the Czech Republic. And it's interesting how they're gonna bring this all together because they're Czech and he's American. I just hope that this collaboration isn't just gonna be a complete clusterfuck.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like DayZ is already like working, like it's already there, so it's not like they're starting from scratch. Like they know what they have to work with.
And you know, hopefully,
are they using the same engine?
That's what I was about to say. Bohemia has shown off the Arma 3 engine, and it looks really slick. You know, they actually have physics this time, and the graphics are pretty sweet, and motion blur is much better. And
do you still hit V to vault?
I do not know about that. I'll have to watch a video. but it does look a lot better. So hopefully they're going to be making this on the Arma 3 engine.
Or on something better.
Yes. like I doubt Unreal. It, though, because Bohemia did make this engine. Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, and one last final thing is that Microsoft has officially confirmed the next Xbox. They haven't said much about it other than that they're working on it. Or one guy did. He's just like, yeah, we're working on a new console.
This is the first I've heard
of this. Some lame code name or something.
Yeah, Durango is the...
Durango.
But,
it's just gonna be four-wheel drive.
This, kind of goes along with that giant leak of, that 53-page document.
Right.
For the next Microsoft console.
Right.
Which Microsoft, furiously tried to take off of the interwebs. So,
How'd that work out?
It's the internet. Everything is permanent.
Yep. So if that thing is to be believed, which it seems like it should be, the next Xbox is going to have integrated Kinect.
Was that on there? I don't think that was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Integrated?
Yeah, well, it might not be like Kinect. In the console, but it will come with the console. And it's like a new like Kinect 2.0 or whatever. It's going to have a Blu-ray drive, the graphics card. No, that was the PS3 that had the NVIDIA one.
The PS3
remember.
Had Kinect too. Damn it.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll hear about that pretty soon. I doubt it will be any time before like GDC next year, but yeah, something to look forward to because the Xbox is dying or is dead.
I don't know about that. I mean, we got what? We got Halo 4 and then it's over. Halo 5 has to be on the next Xbox, right? I mean, there's no way it couldn't be.
Yeah, are we going to finish the fight again?
We're starting a new one, dog.
Oh man, I was furious on the Halo 4 announcement. It is a trilogy. You know what's not a trilogy? The number 4. All right.
Well, I mean, they already came out with Reach.
That game looks tight, though. Yeah. And ODST.
I might be buying an Xbox again for Halo 4. We'll see about that.
I didn't know you didn't have one.
That video slick. The video that
Halo 4 Railgun confirmed.
Oh, I need to watch that video.
Railgun's tight. Railgun looks mean.
Yeah. Oh, man, Halo 4 looks so good. Check out Halo 4, everybody.
Halo 4.
Do it.
4.
All right, well, that's all the news we got this week.
Well, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
All
right, so...
You skipped new releases, kid?
Yeah, because you know what, listeners? Go to the website and look at Ryan's This Is Out. It's there. You can find
it. You know how to read, unless you don't, and I'm really sorry. All right, well, here's a quick thing that came out this... Here's all the things that came out this week. Nothing. All right.
Persona 4
Sound
Arena.
Shapes?
Sound Shapes, you asshole.
Okay, Sound Shapes... I don't count downloadable games.
What?
Those aren't games. Are midgets people? No. All right, so no.
Why are you so full of hate tonight, Bobby?
Because Buffy's no longer on television.
That's a good thing. Don't you remember how much you hate season 6 and 7?
Yes, I can never forget that, Gabe. I am Javi. All right, let's move on to our next segment. I'm going to throw that over to Gabe.
Well, we got... What is it?
We're checking in. Hey, listeners. So, what...
Wait, are they supposed to talk back at this part? Oh, okay. Let's
go. No, yeah, they say it. So, Gabe, what have you been doing?
Oh, I've been jamming out to some Sound Shapes, mostly. Well, like I said, I got SSX.
A lot of Sound Shapes.
Yeah, a lot of Sound Shapes. You guys can actually go check out my first level, Switches and Codes.
Switches and Codes.
On the Sound Shapes, whatever.
Wait, you couldn't put Bitches and Codes?
Yeah, well, the original title was Bitches and Codes, but just to avoid getting any flack, our good friend Harris suggested that I change the name to Switches and Codes.
Quite.
Yes. So, go check that out. Harris played through it, and he said he liked it a lot. Right?
Yeah.
Javi, what did Harris say about it?
Yeah, he said it was a great level. He really loved the aesthetics. Yeah. Yes.
So that, Sound Shapes is really cool. It's... like a platformer that's designed around the music of the game. So like it's kind of hard to notice until you go into make a level where like the first thing you do isn't set up platforms. The first thing you should do is put
make
notes
music.
Down because that's like how you progress through the game. Like each little frame, you put certain notes and there's a little slider that goes across and plays the notes in whatever beats per minute you set, and it will continue to do that from each frame to each frame, and so like in each little stage you want to like add little accents here and there and just keep compiling onto a tone some loops and just making some awesome music, and enemies make noise too, so it's like configuring all of the notes together and then figuring out how you want to take them through it.
Nice.
Which is really
so
cool.
So how much Beck have you listened to by
how much
playing
Beck,
this game?
Beck has one album. And
did it have a good drum break?
It had a whole lot of things. It sure sounded like Beck.
Are you a loser, baby?
Are you a loser?
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Are you a loser, Babby?
That was the one thing when I was looking, reading about Sound Shapes before it came out. Like, that was the one article I found was Beck has 4 songs. I was like, oh,
yeah.
All right.
Beck and Deadmau5 have some music.
Harris was telling me that he really liked the Deadmau5 part.
Yeah, the Deadmau5 parts are pretty neat.
Man, loser. That's the song I used to sing in the shower.
I never got
everyone,
singing in the shower. I'm sorry. I never got that.
What? Never got what?
Never, like singing in the shower. Didn't know what the appeal was.
Oh, I only did it.
No one's going to come in and tell you to shut up. What I'm asshole?
Not with my thin walls.
What asshole's going to walk through the walls and be like, hey.
Walk through the walls? There's a door, Dylan.
How do you get into your bathroom?
This isn't Sims where you lock your person in the bathroom by deleting the door.
Dylan is recording from our bathroom right now.
I am never showering at the X-Men Academy again. Yeah. They keep walking through the walls.
Yeah, no shit. It's like...
I come from a long line of Kool-Aid salesmen.
I don't even...
It's like a really perverted version of the cask of Amontillado. It's just someone built a bathroom.
Isn't that Amontillado?
No. No, it is not.
No.
All right.
Yeah. So definitely go check out Soundshapes.
Read a book!
I have read that one. I'm awful at pronouncing it.
Anyway. Yeah, if you have a Vita, check it out because you don't have a choice.
Yeah. You can also play it on PSN, but if you buy the PSN version, you also get the Vita for free.
So give it to one of your Vita friends.
So, check it out. It's $15 regular. If you have PS Plus, it's $12, I believe.
So, yeah, $11.99.
Is amazing.
Whoa!
All right.
Whoa.
All right, so that's the part of the show where we whoa.
No, okay. Dylan, what have you been up to, dog?
Well, other than getting back from camping, I started a new game on Guns of the Patriots. Because it got trophy support!
It did get trophy support.
How the...
Hallelujah.
I should probably do that.
4 years later.
I know. And I started up, and I was like, oh man, I like this game a lot. I forgot how much I did. And then I'm just crawling around. I go to interrogate a guy, but I accidentally slit his throat, so then I turned off the game. And I was like, oh yeah, the controls were kind of goofy.
Don't you just hate when that happens in real life?
Metal
you
Gear
go up to
games.
Talk to one of your buddies, and then you accidentally stab him right in the throat.
For some reason, I'm not a huge fan of any of the Metal Gear games' controls.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they're that great either.
But, yeah. I totally forgot how to do it, so I ended up killing a guy, and I was like, fuck that, turned it off, I'll start a new game. I try and do the game without killing anyone and without being spotted.
What's odd about the trophies is they're not, like, standard or run-of-the-mill trophies. They're not, like, beat the game on this difficulty or that difficulty. Like start a wind turbine with this gun.
No, there's a gun that shoots a tornado.
Yeah, yeah, the like not a Gaki or whatever. I forget what.
But
yeah.
The purpose of that achievement is it's a bitch to get.
Yeah.
A lot of the weapons
PlayStation...
you have to beat like without being spotted, or you have to get big boss rank, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, like some of the achievements are, it's not like beat the game, but it essentially is because one of the achievements is like. See all the flashbacks, and to do that, you have to go through the entire game.
Yeah, Sons of Liberty was similar. Yeah, it said get the brown wig, and you're like, oh, that's not hard. Well, to get the brown wig, you have to collect every dog tag in the game from each difficulty, and that's fucking hard.
Yeah, PS3Trophies.org estimated that the platinum in Guns of the Patriots would take 20 to 30 hours. So there's that.
Yeah. That's actually pretty reasonable. I mean, Sons of Liberty, Snake Eater, and Peace Walker's trophies are fucking hard. Because they require just a lot of collecting. Snake Eater, you have to shoot all those frogs. And there's one... there's at least one you have to hit during the motorcycle chase.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, what have you been up to?
I have been up to a beta. Still can't. I mean, the founders all got access, so I can. I'm playing the MechWarrior Online beta, but I still can't really say much about it.
It would be hilarious if we censored that. Yeah.
but in addition to that, I started over last weekend and some this week playing Torchlight. The original. I pre-ordered Torchlight 2, and you get Torchlight 1 for free. So I started playing that, and I've never played a Diablo game. I guess it's similar.
Yeah, it's made by the original developers,
like
of Diablo.
The people,
yeah,
the folks. Yeah, so no, it's cool, man. Like lots of pointing and clicking, and the art style is cool. There's magic, and there's health vials and mana vials and swords and guns.
Is this an RPG? I
mean, yeah, it might be. There's experience and levels.
Oh man, is there gameplay?
There is gameplay.
Oh god,
lots of gameplay, which is really just pointing and clicking at things.
Well, hey,
no, I mean it's cool. I've enjoyed it. Like I said, I really like the art style, and it's the first game like that I've played. Like I said, I didn't play Diablo at all, so I don't know. Like that part of it hasn't really wore off on me, so I'm digging it.
And you said that you pre-ordered Torchlight 2, correct?
I did.
So you're gonna be able to play with Dylan.
Yes.
Right.
It will have co-op.
It will.
Very nice.
Which was.
But didn't you pre-order it too, Gabe?
No. I'm thinking about it.
I already bought it. Oh my. Me and Sam were in the beta together, and it was awesome.
The beta.
Beta.
Something the beta. I did already buy is you Borderlands the, 2. I found that shit.
Borderlands 2 beatus. Looks so good.
Yeah, it does. I bought that. I got the big box coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the big box, which doesn't exist anymore. My God.
Yep. Can't
careful
that
with that thing. You're going to get stabbed.
The UPS guy is going to bring it to you and be like, I kind of want this.
He's just going to stab you. I mean, why didn't you just keep it? Why did you have to come stab me for it?
Frankly, I didn't think it that
far. You wanted
so
ratchet
professionals
as well.
Have standards. Jesus. Oh, man.
There for ratchets.
Yeah, I guess that's the only other game I've been playing other than the beta. So,
oh, I forgot something I did do, which will probably make Dylan happy. I started another Civ 5 game.
Oh, wonderful.
I did, because I saw there's a Last Airbender mod. So I was like, I'll check this out.
Wait, what?
See how it
really?
Is. Yeah. So, like, turns everyone into, like, faction.
The nations.
Or, like, yeah, the nations and shit. And it's done pretty sloppily. Like,
yeah, that's
you'd assume there's like there'd be four teams, right? Because there's four nations, and then I assume the city states would be named the little tiny guy, little tiny cities that you see in the show. But no, the default setting is there are 10 players, so there are like three of like two of each, and then three like two of each nation, and then. Like, a couple of them have an extra one, so there's, like, four air nations, and there are no, like, ways to just, like, tell the difference. They're all named the same thing, so it's kind of, kind of annoying that way.
Whenever you're saying it's done sloppily, I just imagine Gandhi airbending. Oh, man, Napoleon knows fire magic.
Hey, did we, have we talked about those, I can't remember when we did that versus when the last time we made a podcast was the those Left 4 Dead 2 mods that we played, like the
oh yeah
Minecraft one.
I can't remember when we did
the
that.
Minecraft one is the only one that's really worked.
We recorded last week, but I don't think we talked about it, but I don't remember when we played that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. That was Harris said that was fun.
Yeah, and Harris and I tried oh yeah, Ryan, you were there for that one too, I think.
Yeah,
the Dawn of the Dead
Dawn
one.
Dawn of the Dead one. That one
was
just bad.
It was so fucking late, and it
actually,
was like eight chapters long.
I didn't play that with you. I was talking with everybody.
Dylan, that was Dylan.
Oh, yeah, Dylan.
I was talking with everybody, but I remember you guys had said, this is really fucking long, and then all stopped.
Yep.
Yeah, I was in it, and then my computer crashed, so I didn't get back in.
Javi, what do you know? You haven't played Left 4 Dead 2 in forever.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, I really should get back up on that. Yep.
But anyway, okay, Javi, what have you been doing?
Not much, you know. I've been
what up?
I've just been talking to Harris a lot, and he likes to tell me what he does. So I'll just tell you what he did today. Is that cool?
That seems a little odd.
That's weird.
Sometimes I just, you know, lay my chin in my hands and just listen to him talk, you know?
That's kind of scary considering he's underage.
No, he's not. No, he is not.
Oh, right, he's not anymore. Let's wish a happy birthday to so our friend Harris.
You sounded
Foster.
Really enthused about that, Javi. No, he is not.
Let's just say my PAX is going to be very prime.
I'm excited. Wow. I kept telling him, I was like, when you're legal at PAX, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face.
I'm going to stop you before you do that.
The rage train has no brakes.
It just says Chris Pine, whatever that other dude's name is, and a prayer. That's it.
I just can't wait until PAX when Harris is going to punch me right in the face. Or slap me, rather. It's a slap bet.
Oh, yeah.
I lost a slap bet to Harris.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, Tony Hawk. Yeah, right.
For Tony Hawk.
I didn't know
that
you were
going
to
happen.
Washington.
I feel like that would make things really awkward.
He's probably going to do it on the last day.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywho, yeah. I'll just tell you guys what Harris has been doing because he has some interesting stories. He's been playing a lot of Team Fortress lately. All the same stuff. He and Gabe have been playing a lot of Saints Row, actually.
Yes.
That
game's fun as fuck.
It is. That game is silly.
The Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite.
Gabe's always punching cars to explode and stuff.
Yeah. I don't throw grenades at cars. I just run up to them and punch them.
It's quite the good time, I hear. All right, shall we move on to our next segment?
Well, it's mail time, right?
Oh, mail time. But not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you want it? Just say, hey, I want it. Just say, hey, I want it.
Yeah, it's mail time. Did we get any Twitter mail, Ryan?
Let's see.
Yeah, we can.
While
you check on that, since the mail is broken or something, I didn't think of an excuse to come up with other than we can't look at it.
We can't get to the mail.
Yeah, that's about
long
it.
Story why we can't get to the mail.
Yeah, but so we figured we'd come up with the incredibly original idea and just get our questions from Yahoo Answers.
I don't understand is how no one's come up with an idea of like, hey, let's get some, because the people on Yahoo Answers are ridiculous.
They're crazy.
How has nobody come up with the idea like, hey, let's get some questions from Yahoo Answers and answer them?
Yeah, right. Like,
it would be prime for comedy, right?
I could have swore like someone like my brother would actually do it. But what's odd is I don't have a brother, so that's really weird.
That just sounds like a brotherly thing to do, you know? Your brother's always smarter than you.
Yeah, like
so,
maybe.
I mean, why
did you have, like, a couple?
But this time we thought of brothers? It.
Yeah, we thought of it.
So, oh, man, this is... Well, this seems kind of familiar, but not too familiar. All right, let's go.
It's familiar yet different, you know? It's simple
it's kind of
and
a
complex.
Departure. All right, let's go on to some Yahoo questions.
All right, so SW asks, what is the best thing? Is the PSN store $7? I have $7.20 PSN money, and I want to know the absolute best thing I can download. I don't care if it's a full game or a mini or a PS1 or PS2 game. Just what is the best for $7?
Well,
does Sony offer a thesaurus?
do they have some sort of dictionary app or
spell check,
do they have
is there a spell checker?
Do they have Denver the Last Thesaurus?
I spend my money on Sasha Gray and Sasha Gray related videos.
Wait, are those on the PSN?
Oh man, Sasha Gray, that was great. I guess I gotta pay you now. You accept PSN cards, baby?
Well,
put it in my ass.
Can I gift you something on the PSN? Because, you can't gift anything? Well, would you like to just come over and play a $7 game from the PSN? I'll let you pick whichever
Scott
one.
Scott Pilgrim.
Whichever is the best one.
Scott
whatever
Pilgrim
is the best one you
could play. Sasha Gray, you can come over to my...
five.
That was
probably when I was on sale. I bet Dylan asked Sasha Gray to come over to his house and play Saints Row because he's always wanted to have Sasha Gray play with herself in his room.
Huh.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Huh.
All right.
What is happening?
Is there anything for $7 on the PlayStation Store?
You can rent.
You could get a dynamic theme.
Seven movies.
Seven B movies.
Yep.
Either way, you're not spending that 20 cents. For me. Like, you are fucked on the 20 cents, my friend.
Who goes to Yahoo Answers with this kind of crap? Just look. Like, browse the store.
Like, they've got, there's ratings right next to the thing. And then you can, can't you sort it by price?
Seriously, bro.
$7, let's type in $7.20 and see what pops up.
It probably took you longer to type that Yahoo Answer. You'd probably have two games by now.
Well, I don't know. He was pretty fast and loose with the spelling and the grammar, and he didn't use any, well, there's a comma in there, I think. I'm surprised he put the dollar sign at the front.
You know, just kudos for that, really. Like, just go buy yourself a Big Mac. You deserve it, SW. All right.
I think we solved that one.
Yeah. So, sorry, SW, if we couldn't help you, but, you know,
fuck
off.
Busted.
Next one, we have Minecraft is a bully.
Oh,
whenever
I
try to join a server, it always tells me that it failed to verify my username. What the heck does that mean? Besides the obvious. Obvious.
It means that it's the wrong username, dog. Yeah.
Like, that means you pirated
the
game.
What do you mean besides the obvious? It means what it means.
It means you probably pirated the game. So go buy it.
Can you steal the game? That's question one. Did you pirate the game?
Seriously, if anyone's a bully here, you're bullying Notch. Give him your money. Yeah. What did he do to you?
That guy is broke as shit.
Yeah, seriously.
Just an indie developer.
How did we hop over the fact that he asked if Minecraft is a bully?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did Minecraft kick sand in your face? Like,
Minecraft turned me upside down and shook me until my lunch money fell out.
and then it told me that it had no idea, like, it didn't recognize my name. Yeah. I don't even know who you are.
You're a nobody.
But I'm taking your money. Failed to verify my name.
He uses question marks in all the wrong places, and then the one time he asks a question, when he says, "What the heck does that mean?" he uses an exclamation point.
Okay, wait. What if we're looking at this all wrong? What if there's a kid at a school who's a bully named Minecraft? Think about it, because like he'll go up to him and goes like, "Hey, bud, what's your name?" Oh, nothing. It's Bob. Nah, I can't verify that. I'm sorry.
I can't verify that. punches him right in the face. Yeah.
He like pretends to be a robot. Does not maybe, compute. Maybe this cannot verify like... username.
Maybe this kid's just having a really, really, really like psychological trip right now. Like he's at home with his head in his hands on the side of the bed. Like, can't verify. What does that mean? Like he's just trying to figure this out. He's just, like psychologically dead right now because of this.
Yeah. So he thought quick to Yahoo Answers.
They always help.
Minecraft, he's punching me in the face, and I don't know why.
I guess our official answer
he's
is...
He's such an asshole.
Contact your DARE officer? I don't know.
I remember DARE.
Yeah, well, contact a truant officer and find out why Minecraft isn't at school, and instead he's at your house punching you in the face.
Yeah, seriously.
Minecraft, go to fucking school, dude.
Maybe Minecraft...
Leave Billy alone. He graduated last year. Like, why are you... Why are you picking on
him? Do you think Minecraft has family problems? Like, problems at home?
Oh, yeah. Minecraft's dad definitely does not care about
him. He just wants to be loved. I mean, who could love a square face like that? But, poor Minecraft. I mean, well, we shouldn't really side with Minecraft. He's obviously not verifying usernames at school. That's really bad.
Well, it's because he's never at school. That's
well, just remember, bullies are really small on the inside, something like that.
They just want a friend.
They just want a friend.
So, friend. Which, just, I mean, Minecraft Minecraft has now. You can play with friends.
But it doesn't have a friends list. He'll forget about you after one day.
Oh, that's why I can't verify his username.
Oh, he forgets bro, wear a name tag.
Oh, yeah. That'll solve everything.
Just hose it off.
You're welcome. Next question.
Next question. And our final question from Yahoo Answers.
Do you want me to read this one? Because you always crack up.
Yeah, I'll try. What is another good video game store? GameStop has crepe.
He couldn't do it.
GameStop has crepe return prices. I paid $50 for a game and got $5, and the employees are mostly douchebags. No affiance to the GameStop workers.
Oh, okay. So let's translate this from dumbass Yahoo to English. What is a good video game store? GameStop has a crap return prices.
No, Harris, you're overlooking the possibility that he's getting breakfast.
Oh.
He's getting breakfast in exchange for his games.
I mean, furniture stores have fucking food now, like IKEA and shit. Why can't
$5 and the crepe?
Yeah. Well, GameStop has
$5
and
a crepe.
They offer you know mushroom mints and NES controller mints and
crepes
and Donkey Kong mints. So
just a lot of mints.
Yeah, they really like mints and gamer grub.
Yeah.
So now that they're
balls.
Do they have an oven? Do they have an oven in store? I mean, where are they making these crepes?
I don't know. On a Xbox CPU, I guess.
I guess. Yeah.
I like crepes.
Something like that.
Who doesn't like crepes?
I'm thinking about starting up a crepe van.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, Avi.
No affiance to the GameStop workers.
Yeah, no affiance.
But I mean, he said no affiance, so you can't get mad at
Don't be offended.
Crepe culture.
Yeah.
20,000 crepes get eaten a day.
No,
this is wonderful. It's the most delicious culture.
I'm surprised he spelled douchebags correctly.
Well, he did make it two words.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if there's really is there a style guide on how to spell douchebags?
I guess we got to contact, you know, Merriam-Webster.
Grapes and
are they offering a French like pastry trade-in at GameStop now? Like, I know they have iPods and iPads. I guess they take French pastries.
Well, we're getting away from the
question.
What is another game store?
Best
Buy.
I hear that Best Buy is giving pizzas.
Yeah.
I can't comment on their food, but
Einstein Bros has some good games.
Amazon. You can trade your games in there and even get a cookbook. You know?
That's true.
Bagels are just more breakfast food. You don't want to go to Einstein Bros.
No, you're right.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Sorry.
God.
Sorry. That was a crepey answer.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe La Madeleine.
Oh,
so you can stick with the French theme.
Yes.
Yeah. Get you some tomato soup. I guess.
Tomato soup and Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, no, you give them Assassin's Creed 2 and they give you tomato soup.
I just imagine, you know, like a La Madeleine or like a French bistro where it's just like some kid in the back is like, this guy's coming pain in games. I'll see if Bobby wants it. He's like, hey, Bobby, they got Gears of War. Oh, shit, you haven't played that yet. Take it. I'll buy his crepe.
So yeah, dude. It just really depends on what kind of food you're looking for.
Yeah.
So that's what you really got to think about.
Definitely.
When you're trading in games.
Definitely.
I heard that
like Portal 2 is going for like a baguette these days. So yeah.
Man, do they warm it up for you?
I think. I mean, it's either that or store credit. Yeah. So.
All right.
Credit.
That's there. They've got a banner hanging out outside. Crepe or credit?
You get 20% more credit than crepe.
20 pockel. Well, give you a crepe.
Oh, holy crepe.
Get a crepe from NBA star Tony Parker.
Buy our used games. They're crepe. Okay.
What? All right. I think it's time to end this thing, right? Like,
did we have any Twitter questions?
Yes, I think we had one.
Yes.
God damn it. There we go. Well, and we already okay.
I doubt
will
we already
guys
covered
try...
it.
We did. Will you guys try out Sound Shapes? Looks very cool.
Who asked
this?
Justin Doss.
You obviously don't listen to our show. We talked about it already, Justin Doss.
Hi, Justin. Didn't you hear the beginning of the show, yeah. Justin?
God, I don't have time for you.
Check out Switches and Codes. Do that.
Switches and Codes. God, it's raining.
Okay, and then he has a second question.
Which
is the better action game, God of War 3 or Castlevania Lord of Shadows? And I think I'm going to have to defer to what the drunk guy at a bar I heard say, it's obviously Assassin's Creed. It falls right into the same category as God of War.
I give Castlevania 2 crepes out of 3, and I give God of War a 36D. So,
yes,
there's that.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, are those all the Twitter questions?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, God. Yeah. Harris Foster asks,
oh, okay.
How is Babby made?
Oh. I don't know.
That's all right, guys.
That's
well,
a dumb question.
That's going to be
go fuck
be
yourself.
This week's episode of
No, wait. Wait, we never answered the door. She's been waiting here the entire time.
Housekeeping.
Oh, send her home.
Yeah, we did that.
Send her home.
I'm Dylan Rush,
you don't need to work today.
We're not.
It's okay, Lori.
Thanks and have fun.
Take the day off.
Man. It's midnight. Who's knocking on your door? You should probably call the police. It's probably Minecraft. Whose house is this? I failed to verify your username.
Can't let you in Minecraft. I can't verify your username.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, that I think that should.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah,
going to do
that's
it.
Good episode, y'all. Good. I think yeah. I mustered through my under the weatherness.
Good game.
I came through.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
All right. Game. Well,
if you guys were around, I'd slap you on the butts.
I know you would.
All right. Well, this was Game Over Nation, episode 57. I'm your host, Javier Rodriguez, and have a pleasant evening.
Bye!
Cool outro music now.